Look, it's very difficult for me. I mean, I've been away from Sheffield for some time now, so it's very difficult for me to comment on specific cases. I mean, Don Valley is an interesting one, of course, because if a city has made a judgment about different priorities, I don't think, you know, a legacy unit sitting in the middle of London should make observations about that. I would love to have seen international track and field stay in Sheffield. There wasn't a commitment. And I think the judgment then had to be made, well, do you leave a 25,000-seater stadium that, you know, that doesn't actually have international track and field, that is primarily a track and field facility? Do you just leave it sitting there without somebody coming to the table with a more creative idea about how it's going to be used? And I do understand that Woodburn Road, I mean, I supported the concept only on the basis that Woodburn Road would become a world-class track and field facility, and the 80-metre running, a recovered running track goes with it, and the English Institute for Sport remains, and the indoor facility remains. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's unreasonable to say, well, if the city is not going to support UK international track and field, why would you leave that stadium there when you could actually have it play for usage for other sport, and you have a replacement track and field facility? So, you know, I see that as actually probably not an unreasonable bit of legacy thinking.